USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The latest Democratic presidential debate is set for Tuesday night in Ohio, with a dozen presidential candidates set to take the stage. Aside from the frontrunners, such as former Vice President Joe Biden, Senator Elizabeth Warren from Massachusetts, and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, many Americans will also get their first look at wealthy businessman Tom Steyer, who's also running for president. President Trump is claiming today's good day on Wall Street is because of the trade deal with China he announced last week.
We're going to be selling to China about $50 billion worth of farm agricultural products.
The president making those comments while honoring the champions of the NHL, the St. Louis Blues. Those final numbers on Wall Street, the Dow closed above 27,000 for the first time since July, gaining 237 points to close at 27,025. This is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety, because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow premium pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special and use my promo code USA.
CNBC reports General Motors and the UAW are close to striking a deal that would end a four-week strike. The Business Network says the GM CEO Mary Barra and GM President Mark Royce were negotiating directly with UAW leaders. The Fox News Channel is announcing how it's handling the loss of one of its anchors. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
This is my last newscast here. Thank you for watching today and over the decades.
Until a permanent anchor is named to succeed Shepard Smith, his 3 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time hour will be staffed by other anchors from the network's news division. For the time being, it means Brett Baer, Chris Wallace, Britt Hume, Shannon Bream, Martha McCallum, Bill Hemmer, and John Roberts will be among the Fox Newsers taking turns anchoring that hour. Additionally, the Fox News president and executive editor Jay Wallace says the replacement show will remain a solid news hour and will end up having a designated anchor.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
California is trying something that many high schoolers have been advocating for years. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's John Hunt.
All high schools in California will now start their school days at a certain time, but it's not something kids will be groaning about. The new mandated start times benefit teens who naturally like to sleep in. Governor Gavin Newsom signed legislation that will require all high schools in the state to begin their days after 8:30 a.m. California is the first state in the nation to mandate school start times, and they claim there's a good reason for doing so. Research studies have shown that later start times help combat sleep deprivation in teens who naturally fall asleep later than their parents, will improve academic success, attendance, mental health, and even cut sleep-related car accidents. A similar initiative was mandated by Seattle in 2015. The city's school board voted to adopt an 8:45 a.m. starting time for all high schools and most middle schools, joining dozens of other districts across the U.S. that adopted a later start time in recent years.
Lakers star LeBron James says the Houston Rockets general manager wasn't educated on the situation when he voiced his support for protesters in Hong Kong. The tweet from Rockets general manager Daryl Morey caused China to cut ties with the team and put the NBA's relationship with China under a microscope. James told reporters that Morey's tweet could have hurt many people, not only financially, but physically, emotionally, and spiritually. For more news, find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.